We owe our next guest an apology because I didn't have this interview confirmed. But if I would have known so, Pastor Jones, I would have had you on when we were scheduled. Thanks so much for your patience. On the other end of our line is the Pastor Terry Jones. Terry, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about your church and the folks that you serve.
Well, the church is a non-denominational, what you would classify, I guess, as a spirit-filled, Bible-believing church. That would be the church actually here has been in existence for quite a long time. I myself have been in the ministry for around 35 years or more. I spent around 30 years overseas in the mission field. I have been in, I guess, around 25 different countries, a couple of them, of course, including Muslim-dominated countries. That's just briefly a little bit of my background.
All right. Well, I recently read that you have declared September 11th International Burn a Quran Day. Is that true?
Well, that was actually what we did a year ago. Mm-hmm. That's true at that time, right? Last year, exactly at this time, we had declared 9/11 or September the 11th International Burn a Quran Day. And then later on, we had a judge the Quran Day on March the 20th. That's correct, a year ago, yes.
Would you do that again?
We probably would not do that again. We had the trial. We found the Quran guilty of crimes against humanity, and as a punishment, we burned the Quran. We probably would not do that again. What we have thought about doing is possibly putting Muhammad on trial. What we're doing now is we're trying to we're traveling around America. Trying to raise an awareness, actually, of several things. But, of course, number one, of the dangers of the radical element of Islam, and especially of the fact of perhaps the introduction into American society of Sharia. We consider that to be very, very dangerous.
Is there a positive aspect, a positive community in the Muslim community?
Oh, I guess there is. I would certainly imagine so. The problem that I have with Islam, or we don't really have a problem necessarily with the Muslims, especially in relationship to the First Amendment. They are welcome here. They can worship, build mosques. They can evangelize. They can preach from the Quran. That is for us absolutely, absolutely no problem. Like I said, our main problem is the radical element, and then, of course, the element of Sharia. We definitely do have a great mistrust of Muslims because they seem to lie. And the things that they say here in America, let's say the peace aspects or the good aspects of the Quran, we have to remember that Muslims are here limited. They have limited activities or limited possibilities because of our constitution, where Muslims are actually in the majority. In Muslim-dominated countries, we do not actually see what they try to sell us here in America. We do not see peace, freedom of religion. In fact, the birthplace of Islam is, as we know, Saudi Arabia, and they are just horrendous concerning human rights, civil rights, women's rights.
We're talking with Dr. Terry Jones, who's known as Pastor Terry Jones. He'll be speaking here tomorrow at the state capitol. I believe he'll be on the Capitol steps, and he will also be speaking somewhere else in the mid-Michigan area before we talk about that. Pastor Jones, there are folks out there who say the way that you talk about Muslims, it detracts from us getting to know them, detracts from the good Muslims, is a negative influence. How would you respond to that?
Well, as I said before, I actually, as far as I know, don't talk about Muslims. I talk about the Quran. I talk about Sharia, and I talk about the radical element of Islam, we have always tried to make it very, very clear that our message is one of welcome and warning, as I said before, under the Constitution, as peace-loving Muslims and people, which I'm sure there are many, they are welcome here. We just want to make a very, very clear warning concerning, especially concerning the Sharia aspect. We believe that there is a number of Muslims who would like to institute slowly Sharia here in America, like they have done in Europe. Like I said, I spent 30 years in Europe. Europe has ignored this problem for, let's say, maybe two or three generations, and they have right now a very, very large problem in almost every European country.
All right. There are Christians that have killed innocent people. There are Catholics and so on and so forth. Could it appear that you're attacking these radical Muslims when you should be attacking radicals in general?
Well, I would say a little bit yes and no. I mean, we are, of course, attacking anyone who takes their ideology, takes their religion to an extreme that promotes or kills or promotes violence. We would be definitely against that, whether or not they call themselves a Christian or a Muslim. The only problem that we have with those two things is that, number one, those, let's say, so-called Christians, that seems to be an isolated incident. That doesn't seem to be something that the Bible itself promotes. And in, let's say, so-called Christian Bible-dominated countries, if you could say that, like Europe and the United States, you do have religious freedom and respect and tolerance for other religions who operate within the confines of the laws of the land. In Islam-dominated countries, you do not have that. You do not have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, women's rights, human rights. So it does appear that the Quran and the Bible are definitely completely different books, and that the Quran does promote or encourage or is interpreted in a way that does cause sometimes violence and prejudice.
All right, I have two more questions for you. Do you believe that these radicals should be killed, should be jailed? How should they be dealt with?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, I think that they should be, of course, jailed. I think, of course, they can definitely be killed in a self-defense, war atmosphere, that kind of a thing. But I definitely still believe, no matter who you are, you deserve a fair treatment, humane treatment, and you deserve a fair trial. Where that is not possible, of course, in times of war, then, of course, they definitely will be killed. But if it's possible to be captured and treated, as I said, in a good, humane way and then tried, that should be the way we should go.
All right, final question for you, and really appreciate your patience. Do you think that there is any part in the Bible that dictates that you, me, my producer Brittany, anybody else should go out on the offensive against radical Muslims, anyone who's radical?
Do you think that the Bible condones that we speak out? I didn't quite understand your question.
Yeah, is there some place in the Bible that says, that gives you the right, you the power, me the right, me the power to go out, condemn these people, speak out almost in a radical nature itself?
Well, I would say that definitely the Bible, the New Testament in general, condones and promotes truth. And I think as long as we are speaking truth, then of course the Bible does allow for us to speak up against injustice, whether it be Islamic injustice, whether it be racism, whether it be some other form. I believe that definitely we as Christians, we have a definite obligation to stand up for the truth. So I think definitely.
All right. Well, Dr. Jones, we'll be here in Lansing tomorrow. We're going to talk about that more next with James Terpening, who's on the other end of our line. Dr. Jones, thank you for your time.
Thank you.